So young people listening to our talk, what advice would you pass on to them?
Love God, love your country.
Yeah. And your faith has been important to you.
Yes, it has.
From the beginning, your parents raised you in church?
Yes. Right.
And so that denomination was what church?
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, your faith is strong to this day, isn't it?
To this day.
Yeah.
I thank God every day for every moment of my almost 96 years. I've had a wonderful life. I could have gotten killed in World War II, not really close, because I hadn't finished training and only served the last year of the war. But I had lots of wonderful memories, lots of wonderful memories. I've seen every state in the nation. I've been to every state in the nation, and Hawaii included, and I've seen a lot of the country. I've traveled the country. I've been overseas, five times. I've been to Hawaii 7 times. I've been to Europe, 4 times. In the last several years, I've been at the celebrations of the end of the war in Europe, wonderful celebrations. I went to VE Day celebrations twice over there, and wonderful memories of World War I. I just served the last year of the war all in this country, and I was anxious to go overseas, but as the war was winding down, I never did get to serve overseas.
I think I'm going to know the answer to this. If you could go back to any age, what age would it be?
My grown-up years. Wonderful years.
Yeah.
Had fun growing up.
You know, what I just admire you. It's hard for me to believe that you're really 95 years old.
Me too. I didn't dream I'd live this long. Nobody else has lived this long.
I mean, I have to look at your driver's license to prove it, I think.
I'll show it to you if you want the proof.
No.
I didn't dream I'd live this long, but it's been a wonderful life.
And your health over the years has been good?
Been good, uh-huh.
How about even today?
Well, I'll have a story. When I was 4, I almost died. We were living in Tulsa. I had stomach problems. And they took me to the hospital, and they had I had stomach trouble. I had ingestion in the congestion in the stomach. So I'll show you. When I was 4, where they operated on me.
So he's showing me the scar from 4 years
from
old.
4 years old. See it?
And so what was it, what did they go in there for? What was the surgery about?
Stomach obstruction.
Okay, if you sit down so I can get the microphone.
Stomach obstruction. They found no obstruction, took my appendix out, sent me home. That wasn't the problem. I started to develop something in my chest here. And as a little 4-year-old, I started walking, leaning over to the left, because this pus was developing in my left pleural cavity. And they took me to the doctor. I had my operation in St. John's. He said, "We can't do anything for you." My mother put me on the night train to Kansas City to Lakeside Hospital up there. And I got me up there. My dad traveled in his car behind. And he got up there just in time for my operation. In the operation, they found I had, can you see the scar?
Yeah.
I was 4 1/2.
Wow.
They cut me open. Dad watched the operation. He watched while they scraped out a cup full of pus out of the left pleural cavity. They sewed me up, and the doctor came in the room that night, and he said, "Mr. Reisinger, I'm sorry, but I can't save your boy." My dad says he turned the off to the doctor and said, "Doctor, you better see my boy." Yeah. I almost died that night. I survived the night and had several months there in the hospital and finally recovered enough. That was 4 and a half at the time. Recovered enough to go to kindergarten in the fall when I turned 5.
Wow.
And that was the end of it for all of my life.
And that was your biggest health problem your entire life at 4 years old.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was amazing. So from that time on, I've been relatively healthy. I've had my tonsils out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a few problems. Mm-hmm. I have a lower branch block. Left and right lower branch block. A cardiac physician can tell you what that is. I don't know. But someday it'll probably get me. Maybe while we're sitting here it could happen. But anyway, I may last another week or two or a month or two, maybe another year or two. Who knows? I'm reasonable, good health, considering aging condition.
How do you handle that thought that you could die at any time? Do you
Doesn't
think about
bother me. I'm anxious to go because I lost my wife lost my wife 9 years ago, and I've been wanting to join her ever since.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to. At that time, I decided I want to go. I don't want to live alone. But I've made up my mind, as long as I'm in good health, to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And I've done quite a lot. I've had 7 VJ Day celebrations I've organized, the only one in the world. No one else in the world has ever celebrated VJ Day, because right here in Broken Arrow. And Lord willing, in a couple of months, we'll have the 77th anniversary of VJ Day here at the Performing Arts Center. The last year we've had the Performing Arts Center, we've celebrated there, and we've had nationwide coverage. You remember General Milley, the chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff? He couldn't come. I visited with him in Belgium 2 years ago at the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. He and I sat at the same table there, and along with Mark Esper, who was Secretary of Defense at the time, and we talked. And 2 tables behind us sat the King and Queen of Belgium, King Philippe and Queen Wilhelmina. And I said to General Miller, who was sitting right across, as close as you are, and I said, "Sir," I was a corporal in World War II, I said, "General Milley, do you suppose it'd be all right if I go up and introduce myself to the King and Queen?" He said, "Hell yes, Corporal." So I left General Milley, and I walked over and approached the King, and I saluted the King. He returned my salute. I introduced myself. We shook hands. "I am Frank Riesinger," and he said, "I'm King Philippe." And anyway, after I visited with him a few minutes, the Queen was sitting beside him. She was pretty, all decked out in a pretty red dress. I'll show her a picture in a minute, if you're interested. Broad-brimmed red hat. I turned to the Queen, and I said, "Your Majesty, where is your crown?" She smiled and said, "I left it at home. It was too heavy." And she smiled, and we shook hands, and I went back down, sat down with General Milley, and behaved myself. And then I said to Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, and General Milley, and Mark Wood, who was ambassador to Belgium, sitting there, I said, "If you guys will get the president aside, I'll ask the Queen to come over here and sit on my lap." And they just roared laughing. This was in Bastogne, Belgium, 2 years ago.
The King and Queen of Belgium is who you were talking about.
Yes, it was in Bastogne, Belgium, for the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge.
That's funny. That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Look, you still have a lot of living to do, don't you?
Probably.
You could live to be 100.
No. I want to join Bobby. I'm sorry.
I understand.
I miss her. I'd rather be there. But while I'm here, I'm going to make the best of it, John.
Yeah, you did. And I'm so impressed. And I thank you for this time you gave so that other generations can listen to what a great man you are.
I'm not
and
a great
also
man.
The fact that you can live to be as long as you are and still be productive and still do things in this country. That is, I admire you for that. So thank you, Frank.
You don't have to admire me. I'm just still around. for a few more months, maybe. We'll see.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right. You're welcome.
You are amazing.
Not really. I'm just here.
Well.
I'm just here, John. And I appreciate very much your doing this.